Put two doves in your washing machine. Finest doves you've ever seen. The good news now when you sing. D-U-V does everything.
The new Does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
You think you've beaten me, don't you? Well, you haven't. Because I haven't even begun to fight.
When the showdown comes, Mater, I'm sure that Chucky will be given permission to make his choice as to which of us he cares to be with.
You think it'll be easy as all that? It won't be, Dick. I've already consulted McKinney.
Now that's interesting. May I have his name so that I might have my attorney talk with him?
At the moment, his name isn't important.
Mater, personally, I believe you're going to cause yourself a great deal of trouble.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Believe me, my dear, you don't have a chance of getting the boy. Not a chance. Why don't we settle this amicably? Make some arrangement whereby you can see Chucky at times, possibly have him for a month during his vacation.
So you're not selling a radio program now. You're not signing up a piece of talent. You're talking to a woman who'd rather see you dead before she'd entrust a small boy into your care. I'd kill you first, Ted. I'd kill you.
These are the bitter words that both Ted and Maida remember this morning. But now, Maida's made up her mind to take some definite action. She's not going to procrastinate any longer. Her indecisiveness is over. She's made her decision. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
Look what Does is doing now. Offering the sharpest bargain of the year. Steak knives.
Not ordinary steak knives, but quick-cut stainless steel knives with beautiful simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
Four of these knives are actually worth $2. But Does offers four for only 50 cents. And one giant economy-sized Does box top. Yes, four steak knives for 50 cents and one giant-sized box top.
Or for only three knives and 50 cents and one regular-sized Does box top.
Either way, you'll want Does for white whitewashes without red hands. Yes, if your hands are suffering from one of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, change to Does for white whitewashes without red hands. Does does everything in your wash. And does right by your hand.
So get Does and send for your steak knives.
Made of quick-cut stainless steel, hollow ground to stay razor sharp. These attractive knives cut steaks, chops, cold meat easily.
They're the same size as regular table knives, with lovely simulated mother-of-pearl plastic handles.
For four knives, send one giant-sized box top and 50 cents.
For three knives, send one regular-sized Does box top and 50 cents.
In coin, please, with name and address to Steak Knives. Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
That's Steak Knives, Guiding Light, Cincinnati 1, Ohio.
Offer good for limited time only in continental United States and Hawaii. Send today.
After what happened last night, Ray, I can't very well go on living in the same house with Ted.
Well, from what you told me, Maida, Ted made some rather stupid remarks. You mustn't take what he said too seriously regarding Chucky.
What do you mean?
Well, neither I, who will represent you, nor the attorney who will represent Ted, could ask the court that the child be brought in questioned. That is up to the sole discretion of the court. The judge himself decides whether or not any child, parents being divorced, shall be questioned, given a choice as to which parent he prefers to be with.
You haven't forgotten, Ray, that my husband has a great deal of influence.
Well, I'd hate to think that any judge could be swayed by influence in deciding the welfare of a child. You know as well as I do that if Charlotte and I hadn't asked the court to set aside our adoption of Chucky, you wouldn't have the boy today.
Ray, sometimes I feel that everyone, particularly Chucky, would be better off if I'd never attempted to get him away from you and Charlotte.
You can't look back, Maida. You've got to plan for the future. That's why you're here, isn't it?
Of course, Ray.
After you phoned me this morning, I drew up the complaint for divorce. I want you to look it over. Is the date of your marriage correct?
Yes.
You'll find the complaint includes the fact that a child was born of this marriage, and that Ted has been guilty of extreme cruelty and desertion.
I see.
The bill also asks that you be given certain relief.
You have here something about alimony.
That's right. And also money for the support of Chuck.
Oh, Ray, I'd give anything if I didn't have to take a penny from Ted.
Do you have any money of your own?
No. No, what little I had, I let Bill take.
Well, then there's no use being foolish, is it? You have a right to alimony. Every right. But as far as Ted supporting the child, well...
Yes, I know. That the bonds of marriage be dissolved and that she be given the custody of the child.
Now, that document is known as a complaint. It's the first step, of course, that we have to take in a divorce proceeding. You know our California law. Even after the divorce proceedings are heard, and if we're successful, the interlocutory decree for divorce is entered. But that decree doesn't become final until 1 year later.
Yes, I've often wondered about that.
Well, in most instances, I think it's a very good thing. You see, a great deal can happen within a year. Two people who thought they wanted a divorce many times find during the interim that it isn't at all what they want. I'm not saying that's going to be true in your case. But in hundreds of instances, giving both a husband and wife time to think through what they're doing gives them an entirely different perspective. I didn't mean to sound off on my ideas about divorce, but I do have some very definite ones. Well, if you're sure this is what you want, Maida, here's a pen.
I couldn't be any more sure. Believe me, Ray, I won't feel any differently a year from now than I do today. Where do I sign?
Right here. Now, the first step is for you to go home. Pack your bag. Pack some things for Chucky. And get out of the house. Where do you think you'll go, Maida? Have you given that any thought at all?
No, I can't say I have.
Do you need any money?
Oh, Ray, that's my touch. If I should need some, I'll let you know. I don't know how truly you feel about it, but I think I'd like to go home.
You think that's wise?
Would there be any objection to it?
Not any legal objection, no.
Well, then that's where I think I'd like to go.
What are you going to tell Chucky?
I don't know yet. Ray, there's no doubt in my mind that Ted will find out where I am. I know he'll want to see Chucky.
You don't have to let him see the boy until he gets a court order. He'll be served with a summons this afternoon. He'll have to file an answer to his complaint. And if he wants to see Chucky, you'll have to take legal action. I think you should be prepared for the court giving him permission to see his son during the divorce proceedings.
As far as I'm concerned, I won't let him see Chucky until I have to. Is there anything else, sir?
Not at the moment. I'm only concerned about one thing, Maida. That's how Chucky is going to take this. I'm counting on you to meet and solve that particular problem.
It's going to be difficult. But in the end, I know I'll have a happier, a much happier son. Chucky? Chucky?
I'm in my room, Mother. What do you want?
Never mind, dear. I'll come in here. What are you doing, darling?
I'm looking at my picture book.
Chucky, there's something I want to tell you.
Yes, Mother?
You know that Uncle Bill and Aunt Bertha have moved away from Selby Flats, don't you?
They live in Beverly Hills now, don't they?
Yes, that's right. And Grandfather wants us to come and spend a little time with him and Aunt Trudy.
Why?
Well, they love you very much. They don't get to see you very often.
Chuck could come and see me here.
No, Chucky, not very well. Aunt Trudy worked. Grandfather worked. Besides, I'd like to spend a little time with him myself. Now, why don't you gather up your books, Monsieur, your toys, and I'll start packing your suitcase. I've 101 things to do, dear.
Is Daddy going to be with us?
No, Chucky.
When are we going?
In a little while.
But Daddy said he'd see me tonight.
Yes, I know he did, but... Darling, you just get your toys together and we'll talk about it later.
But Mother...
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have time to explain to you now. I've packing to do. Oh, Chucky, just think of all the fun you're going to have. There are so many children for you to play with in Shelby Flat. You'll have a fine time, Chucky.
But Mother...
Darling, please, do as I say. Now, be sure to take the toys you want to play with. I'll pack my suitcase and then I'll have Mary pack yours.
But, Mother, I don't want to stay at Grandfather's.
It won't be for long, dear. Just sort of a vacation. Yes, that's what it'll be. A vacation.
You don't know, Maida, that at this very moment, Ted is in conference with his attorney regarding a divorce. Would you like
white, white washes without red hands?
That's what Dove gives you.
White, white washes without red hands.
How about it? Have you been trying some of those no-rinse chemicals on wash day, only to discover they were hard on your hands? Then Dove asks you to do this. Try Dove next wash day. Then answer this. Have you ever seen your clothes so fresh and clean, your white pieces so gleaming white, your color so sparkling? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful care for your hands?
You get more out of Dove because we put more into it. Only Dove, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two proven detergents.
That's why Dove gets clothes so beautifully clean and white, and at the same time gives extra safety to colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So get Dove today for
white, white washes without red hands.
Ted White confers with his attorney, Robert Rollins, in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-V does everything.
This is George Putnam wishing you good day and good dozing.